I can feel his insides shifting, almost as if resisting my powers. That's not it, though. It can't be. He's just more wounded than I thought. Or my legacy is fading. But that is not an option. I begin to panic, and I fight the sick feeling in my stomach. I need to focus on him and not let myself get distracted by what is happening around us. I hear gunfire and the distant screams of Mogadorian soldiers. I can only imagine what Six is doing out there. She is a merciless warrior when she needs to be, incredibly dangerous to any who threaten her or us. How is he? Creighton asks, hovering over Eight and glancing back and forth between the pain on Eight's face and the panic in mine. Ella grabs Eight's hand and gets him to focus on her.
It's okay. It's going to hurt, Eight, but then it will feel better. Trust me.
I watch her calming words wash over him, and he begins to nod through his grimaces. We hear a deafening crash overhead, and the cave's ceiling comes alive with cracks that spread fast and wide. The dome is a jigsaw puzzle of pieces that threaten to break free at any moment, and suddenly, the first one falls. A stone the size of a car plunging down towards us. I don't want to withdraw my healing touch, but I have to remove my hands from Eight's side in order to focus all of my energy on deflecting the stone away with my mind. When I lay my hands back on Eight's wound, it feels like I'm starting all over again. I take whatever solace I can from the cave drawing. It may show him dying, but it does not show him dying here. This way.
Where's Marina's chest? Ella asks. Maybe there's something in there that can help.
Creighton stands. Both chests are on the other side of the cave. I'll get them.
No!
Ella grabs the cuff of his sleeve, but Creighton races off. I watch, helpless. Pieces of the ceiling continue to fall, and Ella yells for Creighton to come back, to wait for Six. My mind is racing. Six is out there battling single-handedly with a Moog army, and I know I need to forget all of it and focus my energy on Eight. I can feel his body giving in to the pain and damage that I can't seem to heal quickly enough to save him. I squeeze my eyes shut, willing him to respond to my legacy. When I see his wound has returned to its original size, as if I've not even touched him. Ella, I look at her. My eyes filling with tears. It's not working. I don't know what to do. Ella's voice is determined.
We need him, Marina. Just concentrate. You can do this.
I try to catch my breath and see Creighton barely dodge a jagged boulder. Eight, hold on. I will do this. You will be better soon, I say as he closes his eyes. I shut out the noise of the attack. I shut out the hysteria surging inside of me, and I tell myself, I can heal Eight. I will heal him, and Six will take care of the Moogs. We have a mission, and this is not the end. I sit up straight. My breath slows to a normal rhythm, and a ball of ice seems to form between my shoulder blades. It races down my spine and out to my fingers. The force of it nearly pushes me over, but my fingers stay firmly on Eight's wound. I can feel something happening inside of Eight, and my breath quickens. My heart beats so fast I think it's going to explode. And then, Eight opens his eyes.
It's working!
Ella shouts. Vertigo sweeps through me. I wobble but remain upright as Eight's wound closes. I can feel his broken ribs move back into place beneath my hands. After a few seconds, I allow myself to sit back. I am so exhausted I can barely keep my eyes open. I take a deep breath, and Eight sits up. He touches where the wound was, feels his ribs, and then reaches out to take my hand. I have never felt anything like that, Eight says to me, looking incredulous. I don't know how to thank you. I open my mouth to respond when Six suddenly appears. She has a Mogadorian cannon in her hand. Her face is covered in black ash. She's out of breath, but in control. I've pushed them back, but I could use some help out there. Eight staggers to his feet. Right. I was thinking of Marina, Six says, surveying the scene and seeing immediately that Eight is in no condition to be of help to anyone. I am honored she wants me to fight alongside her, but I know I'm too weak to stand. Where's Creighton? She asks, looking around. I've been so focused on healing Eight, I'd forgotten about him. I whip around just in time to see him digging the chests out from under some rubble. Then he picks up both chests and starts to make his way back over to us. Just as Six moves to help, an explosion blows apart whatever was left of the ceiling. Huge chunks of snowy rock fall into the cave, followed by hundreds of bullets. Eight stands over Ella, using his telekinesis to deflect the debris and gunfire. Six starts firing into the exposed sky with a Moog cannon. There's another explosion high overhead, and a few seconds later, a silver ship, like the one I saw at the bottom of the pool, crashes into the crumbling mountain just above us. A bleeding Mogadorian soldier tries frantically to extricate himself from the cockpit. I struggle to my feet as he punches a hole through the windshield, and before he can pull himself out, I use my telekinesis to bring two boulders up and smash him between them. A cloud of ash floats to the ground. A rocket enters the cave, blasting the wall nearest Creighton. The panel carving we were all entranced by just moments ago is decimated. Creighton is thrown by the blast, and he flies into the middle of the cave, landing next to the blue laurelite stone as the chests skid across the floor. He isn't moving. I'm stunned. It all happened so fast.
Papa!
Ella screams. Even though the walls are crumbling around us, I race with Ella to Creighton's side. She takes one of his hands. I put mine on his body and close my eyes, trying to find a sign of life. I search for anything to work with, to heal. But there's nothing.
Save him!
Ella yells at me, her small face twisted in anguish.
Marina, please! You can do this! You can fix him!
I'm trying, I say, but it comes out as a sob. He's dead. Her sapon is gone.
Just concentrate like you did with Eight. You can do it again.
Ella is frantic, stroking Creighton's head and petting his hand. Out of the corner of my eye, I see Six charge towards us with her cannon firing into the sky. Eight teleports next to me. He leans over and says, You can fix him. Come on, Marina.
I start to cry. I can't do it. I know there is nothing for me to heal, but I try and try to summon my legacy, pleading for it to work. But Creighton is dead. There's nothing for my legacy to connect with. I move my hands to his crushed chest and stomach. I can feel all of his broken bones beneath my hands. Ella gets behind me and pushes on my shoulders, pressing my hands harder onto Creighton.
Six stops shooting and grabs my arm. She looks me in the eye. I shake my head. Ella falls to her knees, sobbing. She crawls over to Creighton and whispers into his ear.
Let Marina fix you. Please don't go. Please, Papa.
She looks up at me, tears streaming down her cheeks. Her voice is angry.
You didn't even try, Marina. Why won't you try?
I wipe my tears on my shoulders. I tried, Ella. I tried, and there was nothing I could do. He was already gone.
I'm sorry.
I sit back on my heels but keep my hands on Creighton's body. A rocket hits the far wall, separating it completely from the mountain. We know from our walk up that behind the hole is a straight 2,000-foot drop. Cold wind sweeps in and over us. Eight turns to Six. Give me the cannon. I'll be right back. Six hesitates for a second before handing it to him. Eight disappears, and I look up to see him sprinting along the crumbling lip of the hole, leaping from spot to spot as the rocks crumble away.
Even in flight, he never stops shooting.
Soon, two silver Moog ships explode into balls of flame.
I keep moving my hands across Creighton, but Six yanks me onto my feet.
Stop! He's gone.
I look down at Creighton, his rugged face, his bushy eyebrows, and I remember the first time I saw him at that cafe in Spain. I thought he was my worst enemy. Instead, he saved my life.
I stretch out my hands to try one more time, but Six hugs me close to her.
I feel her tears on my neck. Her lips touch my ear as she whispers, "There's nothing we can do."
Sobbing, Ella reaches over and grabs Creighton's left hand. She kisses it and places it against her cheek.
"I love you, Papa."
"I am so sorry," I say again.
She looks up at me and tries to speak,
but she can't. Gently, she lays Creighton's hand on his chest and strokes it once more before standing. Eight teleports next to us and returns the cannon to Six. Another strong gust of freezing wind blasts over us and flips open one side of Creighton's jacket. We all see it at the same time. A white envelope in his inner jacket pocket. "For Ella" is written on the outside. Six grabs it and shoves it into Ella's hands.
"Ella, listen to me. I know you don't want to leave him. None of us do. But if we don't leave right now, we will die too. You know Creighton would want us to do what is necessary to survive, right?"
Ella nods. Six turns to Eight.
"Right. Now, how do we teleport the hell out of here? Has too much of the mountain been destroyed for it to work?"
"Ella, you hold my chest. Marina, get yours,"
Eight says, ushering us towards the glowing blue Lorelite.
"Six, you're going to have to hold onto someone's arm so we can all go at once."
He looks around grimly at the wreckage.
"I really hope this works."
He grabs Ella's hand in mine. Six hooks her arm through my other elbow. I look around at the pieces of the walls that spoke to us about our future and our past. I think about the many Lorik who were here before us. I'm sad we'll be the last ones to see it.
But I also think about the responsibility that being the last Lorik puts on all of us.
I take one last look at Creighton, thanking him for everything he did.
"Okay, here we go,"
Eight says. Then everything goes black.
Chapter 18. All of a sudden, Nines at the edge of his seat.
"Holy shit! Four! Check it out! They've moved!"
"Who moved?" I take the tablet out of his hand. The blue dots that identify us have changed position. At least, some of them have. There is still one blue dot in Jamaica and two in Chicago. But there are now three off the coast of Africa and one in New Mexico. My chest relaxes when I see there are still seven dots. But I'm confused by how they moved to these other places so quickly. How did they do that?
"I have no idea," Nine says. "It's like they teleported or jumped through space. Maybe they found a Stargate or something."
"Henri said Stargates don't exist," I said, shaking my head.
"Yeah, well, neither do aliens from another planet, according to some people. In fact, many people."
He's right. Maybe Henri was wrong. "One guard is in New Mexico, Nine, near what you think might be our ship. That can't be a coincidence. Do you think they're going after it?"
"Man, I hope not. It is so not time for that yet. We have a lot of shit to take care of before we leave Earth."
I stare at the blue dot pulsing in New Mexico and press the green triangle, revealing where the Lorian ships are hidden again. There is no way this one has accidentally landed so close to it. Add that to the fact I've been told Sarah is out west, possibly with Sam, and I'm convinced. I'm serious, Nine. That's where we are going. New Mexico. Now. Everything we've seen and learned points to it. Tells us we need to go there right now. I rush out of the room, slam my chest shut, and put it next to the front door. BK? I call out. Bernie Kosar trots over with the steak bone in his mouth. Nine follows me.
Dude! Slow down. We are not going to up and fly off to New Mexico, especially after what we just saw. These guys are teleporting around. By the time we get in the elevator, they could be in Antarctica. Or Australia. There's too much we don't know yet. We don't even know for sure that's our ship. What if it's a trap?
Nine moves in front of the door and crosses his arms. I know I must look like a crazed lunatic punching at the elevator button, trying to pretend Nine is not there blocking my efforts. The words tumble out of my mouth. We have to go there anyway. Even if the guard member we see now disappears before we get there, New Mexico is still the obvious and only place for us to go. I'm desperate for him to get on board with this. We can take some of your guns. My head is spinning. I sprint into the training room and head for the munitions cabinet. I'm leaping over the mats in the direction of the cabinet when I hear the metal rings clang overhead. Nine drops from above me into my path and puts his hand up.
Whoa! Hold on there, bud. Take a breath,
he says with his hands up, palms out towards me.
I think we should go to paradise.
Are you freaking kidding me? Now you want to go to paradise? I am going to kill this guy.
I got to thinking while you were asleep. We need to go back to where you found the tablet. You said before there were a bunch of papers down there, not to mention that skeleton, and some maps. I think we're missing something. Something that is the key to beating Cetricus Ra.
You don't get it, I say, pushing past him. Things are happening out west this second. Do you have a car? He shoves me hard in the back. I almost fall, but I catch myself. I stand there, back to him, fuming.
I do have a car, but we're going to paradise first. We need to find anything we can to help us fight.
Not a chance. I turn and shove him back, and before I know it, our arms are locked over each other's heads. Nine kicks my feet out from underneath me, and I fall to the ground. Bernie Kosar barks, telling us to stop.
Relax, BK, Nine says, waving at him.
Consider this a little light training before we head to Ohio. Right. We're training now. I spit, pulling myself to my feet. With everything we just learned. Nine throws a jab and I deflect it. But I can't do the same for his right hook. My ribs feel like they just got hit with a battering ram. I fall to my knees, clutching my middle. And he sidekicks my sternum, knocking me flat on my back.
Come on, man! He yells down at me. Step it up, why don't you? You think you can charge into the desert, take on whatever enemy comes your way, but you can't take me?
I spring to my feet and surprise him with a clean punch to the gut. As he doubles over, I knee him in the mouth.
That's what I'm talking about, Four!
Blood spills from his split lips, but he's beaming at me. We circle each other.
Tell you what, since you're showing signs of giving me a decent run, I'll make you a deal. You beat me, we go to New Mexico. Immediately. I'll even let you drive. But if I win, we spend a couple more hours here, figure some shit out, and come up with a real plan. Then, we go back to paradise and head down that well.
And you call me a coward, I say. We continue to circle each other, and we each land some devastating blows. I hear one of Nine's ribs snap when I connect with my right elbow. I swing around with my other elbow, But he delivers a hard kick to my left knee. Cartilage rips and pain sears through my leg. Limping, I'm able to throw a few more punches, but I can't move, giving Nine a huge